Thank you, choir. Let's greet each other. Jesus is the Christ. I'm not afraid. Nothing is scary. Do you believe? We have received the word, the title, the evangelist who discover the value of the gospel. Then first, you have to understand the gospel. You have to discover the value of the gospel. Those who really discover the gospel, value of the gospel, then those, their lives will be changed to the one to really fulfill the mission. So just one question, you can actually know if you know the value of the gospel. You know the gospel. I think you know the value of the gospel. Do you have the life for that? So in one word, in one question. Are you not ashamed of the gospel? Are you ashamed of gospel? Or you are not ashamed of the gospel? Because everything is actually opposite. Even said that the word of the cross is its shame. Even you say I'm Christian, then you feel ashamed. What happens if I say that? Maybe I'll be disliked by in the company or in the school. I don't know what they really think. We tend to think like that. And the worship, you might say, no, it's not really me. But you have the chance to declare the word of God, but you don't. In yourself, there's some reason you have the conflict. So Paul, even though under the persecutions, even he was stoned, he was not ashamed of the gospel. Till the end, he was trying to declare the word of God. Many people who are really accompanying with Paul, then many of them actually were ashamed of the gospel. Are you ashamed of the gospel or you are not at all? And then asking this question, then you will really know if your life is aligning with the value of the gospel. So you really have to find out. That someone told me, please make it simple. So I will make it simple. Please remember four things. What is the gospel? That is the power of God. You have to find that out. What is the gospel? That is the salvation. Only the gospel can save us. Then to whom the gospel is given? Those people who are really have the faith. Those whoever believes in the gospel, then they will be given the power of the faith. So the right, all these people who really live by the faith is the person of the gospel. Now what is the gospel? It's the power of God. Then what is the gospel? The gospel can give anyone the salvation. What is unconditionally, the gospel will be given, and then salvation is given unconditionally to those people who really believe in the God Christ. That is the value of the gospel. Last week, did you buy something? Did you wash your hair? Did you shave? Did you brush your teeth? Why do you do that? Why? To keep yourself clean. Did you put any makeup? You look so beautiful. Why did you put the makeup? Just to make yourself better. Did you do some exercises last week? Why did you do that? To maintain your health or lose your weight. So just basically people, we want to get better, right? Or change ourselves. But the core part wouldn't be changed. So the core part wouldn't be changed and cannot be really changed. But outside of that, they want to change it. Then women will want to be more beautiful, and then men want to be more handsome and then cool. Then basically, the fundamental speaking, we all want to do. Then no one want to gain until 200 kilogram. Then we don't want to be just too skinny, but we keep thinking that we want to change ourselves. However, but it's impossible for us or by the human being, human power to change ourselves, no matter what we do. Because essential part, we cannot really change it. Jeremiah 13:23. He says, how can the Ethiopian change his skin? We cannot really change our skin. Of course, we can get tanned. But we will just, the tanning part will be gone. Because our fundamental part cannot be changed. So no matter how good deeds you have or how many laws you try to keep, no matter how many times you go to the church, but the fundamental part of the human cannot be changed. We try to train ourselves to change ourselves. I went to Korea and attended lots of trainings and received lots of messages and tried to pray a lot. I thought that I could change, but the fundamental part was not. Acts 4:12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. So there's nothing that can change the human's fundamentals. We can just have the good things. We can go to the good schools. You will be raised under by the just loving parents. But the fundamentals as a sinner cannot be changed. It doesn't matter how much of the great knowledge you have, how much money you have, how healthy you are. We cannot really change the fact that we are all the servant of Satan. Doesn't matter how great your spouse is. The environment is very great. Doesn't matter how good the laws are. We have no choice but to descend to the hell. Our spiritual problems cannot be changed. By the human power, we cannot change at all. But if people want to change themselves. That's why God really gave the power of God. Dunamis. Then from there, the word dynamite was made, because the God's power is the source of everything. James 1:18. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. So God has the power to create something. Human cannot really change anything, but God can change. Only God can change the fundamentals of the human beings. How does he do that? 1 Corinthians 1:10. So what is the word of the cross? So what is the value of the gospel? So that is the true power to the God's power to change our fundamentals. The fundamentals that will really descend to the hell. So because of the spiritual problems, then we were in the midst of the problems. That fundamentals could be really changed only by the power of God through Jesus Christ. Those who already believe in all these things are called the children of God who are saved. How, through Jesus Christ, how do we really change our fundamentals? Ephesians 2:1. We were dead in the transgressions. We were sinner. As a result of the spiritual problems and all the physically, mentally, we are having all these problems. And then out of this sin, we were really saved. Ephesians 2:2. We have no choice but to really follow the ruler of the air, kingdom of the air. With our own willingness, we have no choice but to be ashamed of the gospel. Even though we didn't want to, but we have no choice but to follow our own desire. Then we have no choice but to really kill others and then hurt others. And God really set us free from the status of the children of Satan. It's not because we did something wrong, because we were sinner, because God is not with us. And this God's wrath had no choice but to really came down to us. Then we couldn't really imagine and think what kind of problems that we were receiving. Then because of the problems, and we will be destroyed. But God really saved us from there. Those people who really, anyone who could really believe in the name of Jesus Christ, they are not destroyed by all these problems, but they will really be reborn. Ephesians 2:4-6. So God, who is rich in mercy, He loved us and made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him. And He completely changed us. So He really changed our essentials. We were dead. But now we became alive, living children of God. Then out of everything was out of God's grace. Not only that. Acts 2:40. With many of other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, save yourselves from this corrupted generation. This age. Then this age people will say that not only the gospel is your answer. And then if you believe in Jesus Christ, that itself is the foolish. You are great, and then you should become God. You are great. You are the best. All the religions are all the same. Whichever you take, everyone will be saved. Then rejecting God, that's the age. Then especially in Japan, we have tons of options. You can actually choose whatever you want to believe, you can actually pick. So this whole age is going against, completely opposite of the scripture. So even save yourselves from this corrupt generation. We are actually going against the flow of this age. Those who have the gospel is actually going against the flow of the world. Have you ever been to Shinjuku Station? Have you ever seen how many people are actually crossing them? They're coming toward me. Those who people who are not ashamed of the gospel. Then people will come in towards you, but you will go against themselves. They're going opposite side. But that's how this flow is running. But that's the stream of the Satan. But those who have the gospel, some might say that you're going opposite, but none of them will be ashamed. Why? Because you are actually going toward God. You have your mission given by God, and you are going against the flow of the people. They might say you go opposite, and they might say it's wrong way. But God actually saved where we were. And those people who believe. And God never discriminates anyone. John 1:12. Yet to all who did receive him, those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Ephesians 2:8. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Our fundamentals had been really be changed through the salvation. There was no grace. It was all, you used all your effort. You really worked hard. But now it's different because your essentials, your fundamentals are changed. By the faith, you really live with God. However, the faith itself is giving out of God's grace. So believing itself is the walk of faith. When you go to hospital, you wouldn't really think that this person is really a doctor. Because it's an hospital, because he is a physician, you will listen to the doctor's whatever he said. That's faith. Actually, you believe in many things in your life. If you keep believing in something, then that's how you live. That's the fundamentals. Then what do you believe in? 1 Corinthians 15, 2-4. So you will believe the word of God. What is this belief, the word of God? With the scripture, according to what it says in the scripture, he came, that Jesus came, he died, then he was resurrected. Just like how the word of God really prophesied. When you really believe in this scripture, then that's when the God's power will be revealed. And to the new family members, I told him, there's things that I was surprised. 2 weeks ago, that I was on the way to the church. I saw actually the elder called Gao and then Asena Deaconess Te. Then the pastor she told me, and they the elder and the senior deaconess. And I looked at them. The senior deaconess was holding the hand of the elder Gao. They're walking. I was very surprised. Oh, they're so in love. Have you ever done those things these days? So doesn't matter how much she said, I love you, to the husband. If he doesn't really believe in that, there's no meaning of it. Isn't that right? Then I said, you look so beautiful today. If you don't believe in it, then this word doesn't mean anything. The same thing with the gospel. God loves you so much. When you believe in that, then the power of God, the power of love, will be revealed in you. That Jesus is the Christ and He solved all the problems. When you believe in it, and then everything will be solved. If you don't believe in that, then that's full. It's just a word. So that's why God gives you the grace to so that you can believe in it. Then Paul said this. That's why the Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Because the gospel itself is the power of God that can actually that actually changed me. Then the gospel is the Christ who really took me out of the hand of Satan. When you really believe in it, then righteous of the God will be established upon me. That's why we live by the faith. Second Corinthians 5:21. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. All these sins that we had in ourselves had been really shifted and transferred to the Jesus Christ, so that we can actually receive the righteousness from Christ. So it doesn't really matter what you do. When you really believe in the Jesus Christ, then the righteousness of God will be given to you. Then that's when the sin is finished. The power of Satan will be just vanished. And then all the peace will be given. So these things are actually given by the grace of God. Are you ashamed of this? We are not ashamed of this. Then you should be really thankful to really receive all these things. Then what God really wants you to do? Romans 3:22. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and the Gentile. Those who believe can actually receive the grace from God, then they can actually know the value of the gospel. Then that's why we have the mission to preach this gospel, share this gospel. You really have to meditate on this throughout this week. How great this gospel that we've been received. Because there's nothing like this on this world. There's nothing to compare. And if it's not out of God's grace, we cannot really receive it. But we have received that. But it's not because we are a nice person. Because God loves us. Then God is really leading us so that we can actually receive grace. And then so that you can actually testify the Christ. I tried to make it simpler throughout this week. Please meditate on the value of the gospel. And when you really meet someone, just preach the gospel boldly. Let us pray. Thank you for really calling us as the evangelist who discovered the value of the gospel. The power of this gospel is the power of God. And this is the gospel that really set us free from the Satan and the hell. With the faith, let us live our life. As a righteous man, let us really be able to testify this gospel. Let us grab hold onto the covenant and pray.